The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
He's here. He's here. We've located our leader. He's here. Mark Harrington here on the Mark Harrington Show, Activist Radio, the voice of resistance on WRFD.com. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 says this: Then God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and every living thing that moves on the earth. This is what I like to call the first great commission, and the marching orders to God's people to have dominion over the earth, to have influence over every area of life. Of course, we're familiar with the second great commission, which is given to us in Matthew chapter 28, when Jesus said, All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. Now, if you look at that verse in detail, you see that Jesus didn't say make converts of the nations. He said make disciples. And there's a difference. Obviously, we all have to be converted to Christianity, come to Christ, accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. But that's different than a disciple. That's someone who follows Christ, a Christ follower. The question is, what kind of standard is there for a disciple? Jesus said here that we should teach them to obey all that I commanded you. That means all. All means all. Jesus said that no letter or stroke should pass away from the law until all is accomplished. What is this all that Jesus is talking about? He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. The all is the love of God. It is God. It is the law of God. And he summarized the law of God and the prophets when he said, love God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and love your neighbors yourself. That's the great commandment. Dr. G. James Kennedy, before he passed away, referred to a cultural mandate, a mandate that Christians have to take dominion over the culture. So the question is, how do we make disciples? What is the standard? The standard is God's law. Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. All scripture, he said. And keep in mind, all he had at that point was the Old Testament, the law and the prophets, which included the sixth commandment, which is the prohibition against the shedding of innocent blood, thou shalt not murder. So part of this all that Jesus talked about, part of making disciples of all the nations and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commanded us, is the prohibition against the shedding of innocent blood, thou shalt not murder. Or in today's world, I think the most prominent example of that is child killing, abortion. And yet, much of the church, most of the church, I would say, has been negligent in teaching that we should not murder. And therefore, we continue on. 41 years of basically abortion on demand. And we can look to the culture and say it's their fault, but it's not. If you look at the statistics, professing evangelicals are as likely to abort their pregnancies as those who do not even claim Christ whatsoever. And for professing Catholics, it's even worse. So we don't even have our own house in order here. If you combine evangelicals and Catholics together, at least one quarter of 1 million abortions occur to people who profess Christ. So we wonder why we're not having an impact in the culture on this issue and many others. It's because it's in the church. The problem's in the church. And we have failed to fulfill that great commission to make disciples of the nations, teaching them to obey all that Jesus commanded us. And therefore, our culture is on fire. It's crumbling right beneath our feet. And my question is this: when will the pastors, when will the leaders of the Christian church address this? When will they head on deal with the question of child killing? The truth of the matter is, we need you. We need you, leaders. We need you, pastors. We can no longer ignore the elephant in the room, that a nation that sheds innocent blood, a nation that kills its children, does not have a future. A nation that continues to ignore the killing of preborn children at the level that we are in this nation is a nation under God's judgment. And the shedding of innocent blood brings judgment, and that judgment begins in the house of the Lord. So if you want to hold off God's wrath for America, you want to hold off the judgment of God beginning in the house of the Lord to defend the weak. You want to hold off God's wrath and judgment, then speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. You want to stop what's happening and the judgment of God on America, then rescue those being led away to death. And that's why I want to talk about today, because in 2 weeks I'll be heading to Albuquerque, New Mexico to stand trial for something that happened in November of last year, where I was arrested outside of a polling center, basically abiding by state law that I had a 100-foot buffer in order to campaign on behalf of a citizen's petition to ban late-term abortion, 20-week abortions in that city. And I was arrested for expressing my free speech rights, my constitutional rights, my God-given free speech rights to speak on political issues. And I'm going back to stand trial on May 21st in a couple of weeks, and I ask for your prayers. I think we've got a good case. I think it's going to get struck down. I think it'll get dismissed based on the First Amendment grounds that I had the right to stand outside this buffer. Now, my guest by telephone is Bud Shaver. Bud Shaver's with Project Defending Life and Protest ABQ. And Bud's a good friend of mine, and Bud's on the ground right now in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Bud, thanks for being on the Mark Harrington Show.
Hey, thanks, Mark, for having me.
Hey, Bud, I wanted to get people up to speed as to what's happened since this petition that was put before the voters, the citizen petition to outlaw late-term abortion there in Albuquerque on last November. The petition failed, 55-45, if I recall. But it was a valiant effort by you and your wife and others there in the city. And obviously, you know, Albuquerque has become the late-term capital of the world. Give us an update since November 19 of 2013, since this did not pass and we weren't able at this point to end late-term abortion there.
Well, it was a good historic effort. I mean, we appreciate your help, everything that Created Equal did to come in and a lot of other organizations to come and help mobilize awareness and people. The unfortunate thing about the whole campaign, while we had so much inroads of progress and awareness, only about 25% of registered voters came out and voted one way or another on November 19th. So while we lost by 10%, moving forward, we realized that there's a lot more yet to be done as far as raising public awareness, as far as letting people know not only do we have late-term abortion taking place here in New Mexico, which is drawing people from all over the country, therefore making it the late-term abortion capital of the nation, but we also have 100% tax funding through Medicaid with all the abortions that are taking place in our state. And we have the heart of the abortion industry in New Mexico, the University of New Mexico, training up residents for abortion. And they have their own freestanding abortion clinic doing abortions through 22 weeks. So moving forward, we launched Protest ABQ. And so our response is to reach deeper through public awareness, but also holding people accountable, holding our representatives and different businesses and different entities accountable for the bloodshed that's taking place, not only in Albuquerque, but making New Mexico in large late-term abortion capital of the nation. And so
so how do you do that
right now? We're in full swing right now with Protest ABQ. So it's a public awareness campaign. The truck that you had fitted out for us for the election, we now have the same pictures, but we have Protest ABQ, Stop the Killing.
Yeah, let's talk about that, Bud. I want to talk for a second here. Bud Shaver's my guest here on the Mark Arrington Show. You go to protestabq.com or projectdefendinglife.com if you want to see what they're up to. Bud's a big believer, as I am, in the use of abortion victim photos to bring out the reality of what abortion is and does to preborn children, and therefore has one of these truth trucks. It's a truth truck on the side, big billboard with an abortion photo on it, as well as he spends most of his time, along with others, out front of these abortion centers in town. And I want to tackle those two things with you, Bud. I want to talk first about the use of abortion victim photos on billboard trucks. And then the second segment here, I want to get more in depth about why it's important to be outside of these clinics. But let's talk first, before the break here, the truth truck. Why do you think that's okay to do or effective to do? And aren't you concerned about, say, children seeing those photos?
Well, the concerning thing about abortion in general is just the violent, brutal nature of it. And so we're concerned about the children that are literally being dismembered and brutally killed through the violent act of abortion every single day. And so as we try and protect children in the state of New Mexico, we find that, you know, through working with a pregnancy resource center, from being out on the streets and interacting with women and asking them what it was that changed their mind concerning abortion, a lot of times it's not the resources that we give them, which is necessary and is an addition to them making the choice not to go through the abortion. But the thing that really stops them in their tracks, prevents them from stepping foot into these killing centers, is being faced with the violent reality of what their choice is or what they're about to do. So
what do you do with this truth truck, Bud? What do you do with it?
We do various things. I mean, I do have it out when I'm out ministering out at the clinics, and we also engage in different public awareness campaigns throughout the city, whether it's bringing it to different events, or bring it into neighborhood awareness type efforts.
Okay.
We pretty much use it all across town.
My guest is Bud Shaver. Go to protestabq.com. You're listening to The Mark Arrington Show, your voice of resistance here on WRFD. We're talking about Albuquerque. And, folks, be praying for me. March 21st, I'll be standing trial in Albuquerque for my First Amendment rights. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Arrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
Just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Arrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
That's right, I'm Radioactive. That is Mark Harrington here on the Mark Harrington Show. I guess that would make sense. I'm Mark Harrington, and it's called the Mark Harrington Show. I guess that would make some sense. Your voice of resistance here on WRFD. We're talking to Bud Shaver with ProtestABQ.com. And Bud is, as I speak, sitting in his truth truck outside an abortion mill in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Bud, let's spend this second segment just talking about your presence at abortion centers itself. Very controversial with some, obviously not with me. I think where the people are being killed, you'd want to go there. It makes sense to try to stop them from doing this. Explain what you do in Albuquerque when you're out at these centers, and then give us a defense as to why it's important that Christians come out and join you.
Well, there's three different local abortion clinics here in our city, and I mainly have a presence at two of them. We have a Planned Parenthood that's located right across from our ministry center, Project Defending Life, and that has a consistent presence of people out there with prayer and sidewalk counseling. I spent most of the 4 years until recently out at the late-term abortion clinic that's drawing people from all over the country. And then in the new year, I've kind of redoubled my focus since we've had a lot of awareness about late-term abortion in New Mexico and Albuquerque specifically. We've had a lot more people going out onto the streets, and we've held a lot of different training seminars, sidewalk counseling seminars, apologetics seminars to equip people to be out on the street, not just sharing resources, but also, you know, engaging in dialogue. And so there's a consistent presence there at the late-term clinic. And so I kind of, this UNM clinic that's kind of fallen under the radar since we've been here, I've made a commitment in the new year after we came out of this referendum to looking forward in our efforts. We really find that New Mexico, the University of New Mexico, is the heart of abortion in the state. And so I started to have a daily presence out at the University of New Mexico. And abortion clinics are a little bit different. You know, at the late-term abortion clinic, there's a lot of sidewalk counseling ability because right on the sidewalk, and the women have to walk right in front of you as you're there. Here,
so
at this clinic,
what's the presence look like when you say have a presence? Are you yelling at people? Are you trying to explain how you would approach somebody walking up to a one of these centers?
Well, I'll just, you know, at the late term abortion clinic, generally whenever I was starting out, it was just myself. And so I'd say, you know, it's just going to be one person, but I'm going to make myself look as if there's a lot of me. So I'd bring the truth truck out there, I'd park it right in front of the clinic, and then I'd get out. And since I didn't have people to hold signs, there was a lot of trees. So the trees would do a very good job of holding signs. So I just kind of have various different signs.
Right.
You know, help signs with numbers.
Does it work, though? Know? I mean, does it work? Do you reach women and men that go inside? Do you get people turning around, changing their minds? Or,
definitely.
Or does it force them inside?
Because week, you know, we have people change minds. You know, what's interesting is before I was out at the late-term clinic with the truth truck, with all the graphic signs, with all kinds of various signs as well, as people ministered there at that clinic prior to that, they mentioned how they really didn't have much breakthrough with people as far as bringing them up to Project Defending Life in our ministry center. But, you know, my experience out there, you know, with a truth truck, with a big presence, you know, we had people every single week, you know, coming from Ohio, coming from New York, coming from all over the country, England, Saudi Arabia, all kinds of places that we were able to really minister to them and reach them. And as we talked to them, you know, what stopped someone coming all the way from Saudi Arabia for an abortion was actually the very brutality of abortion itself. That's what stopped them in their tracks. That's what brought them over to talk to us.
Right.
And so especially when we're dealing something with as horrific in people's minds as late-term abortion, it was the graphic nature of what they were about to do that stopped them from doing that. And so from my experience, you know, dealing with these hard cases like late-term abortion. I mean, it was the graphic images that actually prevented most of these people from going through with it.
Bud Shaver's my guest, protestabq.com, protestabq.com. We're talking about his presence there in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the late-term abortion capital of the United States. And I say that because it's certainly the case. People come from all around to have late-term abortions performed there because Albuquerque and New Mexico is almost completely unregulated as relates to abortion. So they flock there. I will be returning to Albuquerque on May 19th to stand trial on the 21st for standing in front of a voting center, and I got arrested for supposedly trespassing on private property, but we believe that the case will be dismissed, hopefully. So be praying for that. And just keep in mind, folks, these abortion centers are in every community across America. We have them here in our own city, and they exist with the permission of the local church. Now, I don't say that as a condemnation, but as a truth. All around these centers, there are churches. In these cities, there are Christians, lots of them. And the idea that Bud had to start out by putting signs against trees to make himself look big is an indictment against the local church for not taking this seriously, you see. And so we need you folks to become present out there and to help Bud and others across America. We have several here in our own town. And if you're interested in finding out where and how to get involved, go to my website at createdequal.net. That's createdequal.net. The scripture says, rescue those being led away to death. And Bud, with the final minutes that we have here, give people something to think about as it relates to why you are out there. Why have you decided to make this your mission, if you will? Why?
Yeah, I think you're breaking up. Can you still hear me, Mark?
Yeah. Why is this your mission?
I didn't hear that question, but
okay.
I hear you now. I hear you now.
All right. Why is this your mission, Bud?
Well, like you said, I think, you know, I mean, as I came face to face with the reality of abortion, you know, my response is, what am I going to do about it? How am I going to stay the same with this knowledge? And so as we, the church, you know, we as the body of Christ, we have to realize that some of the darkest areas in our communities, you know, where these abortion clinics are, but God has the ability to turn some of these darkest, most desperate places in our community into a beacon of light and hope. And the only way that that's possible is for we, the church, to be out on the streets, to be able to facilitate exposing the light, shining the light and truth about what abortion is, but also sharing with people the hope that the Christian message affirms, and that is that no matter where you are, no matter what your past is, the gospel message is a restoration message. So whether you're going into an abortion clinic or coming out of an abortion clinic, the message of hope and the message of love and the message of the gospel is that you know, Christ died on the cross so that we could have life and have it abundantly. So really the heart of the church shouldn't just be the heart for these children, but the heart for these women, but the heart in our culture really needs to be that, where we are going into the places where, you know, there's some of the most desperate, lost people, and, you know, that really is the place for the gospel to flourish, and, you know, it's a place for us to redeem our cities as we step out in faith onto a sidewalk.
Right. My guest has been Bud Shaver with the Project Defending Life. Go to protestabq.com. That's protestabq.com. Bud Shaver. You know, folks, we need to be out there. If you defend the weak, you got to go where they go. Speak up for those who cannot speak up for themselves. If you want to rescue children, you go to where they're being killed. And in our city, right here in Columbus, Ohio, there are three of these centers. And for the most part, there aren't people out front of them. Not all the time, but most of the time, they're unattended. Nobody's there praying, pleading, trying to save children and women from the destruction of abortion. You can help us. Go to createdequal.net. We want to create a presence out front of these mills, a presence of Jesus Christ and the gospel of the kingdom. You've been listening to Your Radio Activist, the voice of resistance on the Mark Harrington Show. Pray for me. May 21st, I'll be standing trial in Albuquerque. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, Your Radio Activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.